Today is May 30th, 2013. Unbelievable how the month of May just flew by. Okay, we finished yesterday. We were on page 24 in our source sheets. We finished the mitzvah of lo yimotzei, of not seeing chametz, and we ended with the Meshech Chachma that really emphasizes the importance of the mitzvahs of Pesach, that really sets the stage for the rest of our existence in the rest of the year. And in fact, it allowed us in its time, and the same idea repeats itself each year, as we understand, that paved the way for us to receive the Torah, and for us to be an Am Yisrael, to be a true nation. And so the idea of emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, of having that faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Zacharti lo chesed nurayach avas kulei sayach, is something so important that, again, it's a prerequisite for being the Jewish nation, a part of the Jewish nation. It's a prerequisite for receiving the Torah. And therefore, going through this period of time of 7 days, or in Golos 8 days, during which we reinforce these ideas within us, that allows us to then, and during that time, during those 7 days, it compels us to make sure that even the slightest bit of chametz, even the slightest imperfection, doesn't enter into our bloodstream, so to speak. And that emuna, etc., and that's sets the stage for the rest of the year, and therefore it's so important in the formative days of the year, as far as this is concerned, to make sure to be exceedingly careful not to allow even the slightest imperfection. You know, I think they say this about an automobile. When you buy a car, the first 1,000 miles that you drive will dictate how the car will perform for the rest of its life. You familiar? Anybody ever hear this? Do you think I'm making this up? All right, you'll Google it later. But apparently, if you drive like a maniac during the first 1,000 miles, they tell you to take it easy, don't accelerate too quickly, don't this, because it's just the engine is just coming together. It's just it's the form of it's breaking in. There you go. It's breaking in. So that will dictate how it will perform for the rest of its life. So if you take it easy during that time, now if your lease is only 1 year, you don't really have to worry about it. Yeah.
Some say that was a bygone era, that now makes less of a difference how you treat it.
Okay. The engines don't last more than 1,000 miles anyway these days. Right. Yeah. Okay, so we'll move on to the next mitzvah, the mitzvah of not eating machmetzes. We'll discuss what that is exactly. Kol machmetzes lo yisei chelu, it says in the pasuk. We had it earlier, ki chol ayichol machmetzes, but here is the prohibition. So there's prohibition of eating machmetzes. It doesn't say chametz, ki chol ayichol chametz, as it says elsewhere. It says kol ayichol machmetzes, ki kol machmetzes lo yisei chelu. What's the difference between chametz and machmetzes? Anybody have a suggestion?
Is the agent, the store, or some other agent.
That's machmitz, right? The leavening agent. We've mentioned that many times, yes? So let's see here. The Chinuch says on this mitzvah, shalei lechol midvarim shiyesh bohem chametz. It's not a prohibition of eating chametz per se. It's an addition not to eat anything that has chametz in it. Ve'aval bi she'ein ikar hadavar chametz. Even if its main construct, the main ingredient, is not chametz itself, it's still forbidden, even though it has chametz, even though it's only a mixture. And then he adds, and he actually puts in the Rambam and the Ramban that we have beneath this, really at that point, but I just wanted to bring out what he says for himself, is Misharashi a mitzvah. The reason behind this is Masha Kosuv, Kosavnu B'Sa'ar, what we wrote by Sa'ar. In other words, all the ideas of not eating chametz apply here too, the same concepts. Ulam lechazek hadavar b'libeinu, in order to strengthen this idea in our hearts, hirchiktanu hatera mimenu kolkach. The Rebbeinu Shlom, the Torah, distances us from chametz so much so that it's not just pure chametz that is forbidden, even machmetzes. Now here's the machlekes about what exactly this mitzvah is teaching us. And he brings down like this. This is all part of the chinuch. Da'asa Rambam, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he lists this mitzvah, this prohibition, he says, she'im yesh b'macholam elu kizayas chametz b'kidei achilas pras. If you have a mixture with chametz in it, and you eat that mixture, that food, and within the amount of food that you're eating, whatever volume it is that you're eating, there is the content contains a kezias of chametz, which is usually the shear that it's forbidden, right? At least to transgress the prohibition, right? It's even bimashu is aser midrabanan, but to transgress this iser, you have to eat a kezias b'kedei achilas pras to be considered an achila in the Torah, and under most circumstances, and to be considered a session of eating, it has to be a kezias that is eaten b'kedei achilas pras. Within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, who knows how much time that is practically? There are many different opinions, but because of that, when it's something that you want to, there are situations when you want to be more machmir. Let's say, for instance, you're not allowed to eat that day. Yes. So let's say the range of time for the different opinions of a kedei achilas pras, a kezias b'kedei achilas pras is, let's say, 9 minutes. The range is from 2 to 9 minutes, let's say, right? So if it's a prohibition, do not eat it, or don't eat on Yom Kippur, for instance. So you want to make that range. Maybe Yom Kippur will be different, but let's say not eating chametz, you want to make that range the longest possible. Okay, so if you, for some reason, have to eat chametz for medicinal reasons, it's dangerous, whatever, but you don't have to do it in a way that you fully transgress the Torah's prohibition, so you could be more lenient. Let's say there's a person who's sick who has to take certain foods, whatever it is, that have chametz in it. If they could at all minimize the transgression, in that case it wouldn't be a transgression, but minimize the act of eating chametz to something that's longer than kedei achilas pras, so then they're not, by the letter of the law, transgressing the Isser and the Torah. So you would advise them to do it for how long? You don't say, well, the shortest shear is 2 minutes. Okay, so make sure you eat it in, you don't eat a full kezias within 2 minutes. Now, what we do is we take the longest shear, which is, let's say the opinion of 9 minutes, and we say, make sure, if you can, again, in a life-threatening situation, certainly it's permitted, but in a situation where it can be, where they have to eat chametz, but they could lengthen the amount of time that it takes to consume it, make sure you don't eat a kezias of chametz within 9 minutes. So if you want to speak technically about transgressing this iser, if a person eats a kezias in 10 minutes, he wouldn't have transgressed. Actually, if he eats a food that has a mixture of chametz, but the chametz content, according to the Rambam, the chametz content is, let's say, a kezias, and it takes him 10 minutes to eat that mixture, then he wouldn't have transgressed this prohibition, okay? But it just so happens to be that there are certain situations where we're demanded to eat. In situations where we have to eat, let's say, for matzah, you have to eat a kezias of matzah, so the halacha is that you have to eat it within a kedei achilas pras, within that shear. We don't say, well, the longest shear is 9 minutes, go ahead, take eat it in 8.5 minutes. Now, what we try to do, if your teeth are strong enough, is we try to eat that kezias of matzah within 2 minutes, which is the more, in that case, more stringent opinion. So again, there's a range, and very often in halacha, when there's a range of opinions, we try to distance ourselves from anywhere within that range. It would depend on whether it's a prohibition or a commandment. Yes? I know I was confusing, but did the point get across? Sometimes there's a range of time or size or whatever it is. You just have to make sure to steer clear of that range. So if, in this case...
If you need to eat for health reasons, right, and you take longer, like a day of plus cross. Mm-hmm. You haven't violated that because you're taking longer to eat it.
Then you haven't violated the biblical prohibition of eating chametz. Because biblical prohibition of eating chametz is achila. Lo seichelu. Seichelu means you shouldn't eat. Eat would mean, this by definition, it would mean eating a kezias, about an olive size, in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, which for this purpose, if it's a prohibition, we try to steer clear of, let's say, 9 minutes.
So if you're longer than that, you haven't violated.
Right. So we do this also on Yom Kippur. There's a certain shear that a person has to eat in order to violate the nisim es nafshei seichem, and therefore, if a person is sick and he could at all help it, if he has to eat by doctor's orders, but he could at all help it to make sure to spread out that eating longer than kedei achilas pras, then that makes all the difference. So here too, the Rambam is saying basically, if you have a mixture, what machmetzis means is if you have a mixture of chametz and other things, and within the shear of that mixture there is a kezias of chametz, and you do eat that kezias of chametz within kedei achilas pras. Let's say for this idea, we would have to try to be machmer that and be stringent that it should be longer than 9 minutes, right? Then he has aser min ha-tera belav. You hear this? It is forbidden from the Torah with a lav, with a negative transgression. Now, what does that mean? Isn't eating chametz karis? So he says very very clearly. The Chinuch says about the Rambam, kolaymer lamalgus avalei lekaris, that this lav, this negative commandment, is coming to tell us that if you eat a mixture, if you eat machmetzes, if you eat a mixture, then it's only going to be a lav. It's not going to be karis. In order to be chay of karis, you have to eat not a mixture. You have to eat chametz itself. That's the Rambam's opinion. I don't want to get too technical here because I've already gone far beyond the usual threshold of technicalities for this shir. We're basically dealing with the reasons behind the mitzvah. But it's important to know what the mitzvah is in order to understand the reason behind the mitzvah. The Ramban, however, there disagrees with this. And he says just the opposite. He says, it's coming to teach us on that which the Chachamim said in the Gemara, only something that's neschametz me'elov, that becomes chametz on its own. But if you had other things, chimtz al yedei davar acher minayin, tamalem erkol machmetzes. So this is also a technical thing, that it's other things causes it to be machmetz. But he says, as far as what the point I wanted to bring out was, avol be'inyan chametz shenis ara, but a mixture of chametz, which was the case that the Rambam claimed this pasuk was talking about. He says, no, kol zman she'ia by kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, ein tzarich lav b'fnei atzmei. If you're eating a mixture, and within the mixture is a kezayis of chametz, kedei achilas pras, that's the regular prohibition of eating chametz b'kedei achilas pras. And therefore it will be karis. It will be karis. You hear that? So, according to Rambam, it's something different. But if we go with the opinion of the Rambam, that this is for taruvas chametz, for a mixture of chametz, which is not absolute pure chametz, that a mixture of chametz, is the Torah is saying, don't think that because it's mixed in, and under normal circumstances, it may be batel, it may be nullified, etc. No, this is going to be usher anyway. So this is teaching us that chametz is worse than everything else. Yeah, it may not be a mixture, may not be, according to the Rambam, it may not be a karis, but it's still prohibited. So there's the sefer Karban Elio says like this: this is to be merames. I assume this is from the Vilna Gaon, but I don't know. Are you familiar with the sefer Karban Elio? Lirmayz she'ain lefanav yisbarach. She'ain lefanav yisbarach lekichas shaychad. There's no such thing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom as taking a bribe. This, unfortunately, is so common amongst people. Lahitzi avera b'mitzvah. To cancel out an avera with a mitzvah. In other words, elolitein einish avera b'lvad. V'schar acharkach ala mitzvah. They're two separate calculations. You transgress a prohibition, a person will get his punishment. He does a mitzvah, he'll get a mitzvah. V'lachein hachametz, And therefore, chametz, which we know is a remez al yetzer hara kenoida, as we know very well, we've spoken about it many times, that the chametz is symbolic of the yetzer hara. Shinis are bedvarim hamutarim, that was mixed in with other things that are mutter. Kulam nesru, they're all forbidden. Va'afilu be'elef le'botel. What the Torah is teaching us here is chametz, which represent, again, we're working with the reason behind the mitzvah, not the technical. The technical idea of the mitzvah is that it's even a mixture, according to the Rambam. The pasuk is teaching us it's forbidden. But what's the lesson for that? That if chametz, in fact, is representative, symbolic of the yetzer hara, usually when you mix things in the rest of the Torah, what happens if you have something that's forbidden and something that's permitted under most circumstances, it will be batel. You could nullify it. When it comes to this, don't think that because I did something wrong, and then I'll do a mitzvah, and it will negate it. It will cancel it out. It'll be fine. Now, this doesn't mean to say that a person is not judged, and if he has more merits, then that we know is true. But what he's saying is a person shouldn't have the attitude of, okay, I'll you know, in advance, right? I'll go and do an Aveira, and because that creates, you know, negative forces, negative malachim in the world, I'll counteract it with some mitzvahs, and then it'll be fine. In other words, in advance, he's planning and saying, yeah, I'll do Aveiras, and it'll be fine. God understands. You hear people say that? Don't worry, God understands. It's a terrible attitude. It's a terrible attitude. There are other religions that have, we won't get into details, but there are other religions that believe that, lahavdil, that believe that things happened in advance of our sins that now paves the way for it becomes permitted now to engage in sin because so-and-so already died for you, right? For your sins. So go ahead, have a good time. There was an old joke that we used to say when we were children, where there was a priest that wanted to go on vacation, and he was manning the confession booth. So he asked one of the workers in the church, you know, he says, I want to go on vacation. So what should I do?